Hello. Today, Wednesday, the 29th of December 2010. I am Mari, and from the last Wednesday of the year, we are starting one more Orville News. In the studio, we have Miriam and Andrea. The interview today is with Parto, who is giving a 3-day workshop on integral leadership to various members of the distinct groups and units of Orville. In this interview, Parto is going to share a bit what are the main subjects they are working and a bit of his knowledge on Integral Yoga in Vedanta.
Okay, the idea for this leadership retreat, I have been doing retreats on leadership and self-development many places, many years. But it's always I've had to dilute the content because the work that I do is almost purely Vedantic. So in the outside world, especially corporate context, that's not taken in wholly. I have to dilute it. I have to make all kinds of concessions for the mind and how much it can receive and manifest. So when the opportunity came to do this retreat in Oroville, I felt happy, excited, because I thought to myself, this is one place where I can pull out all the stops and no holds barred and just do it the way I want to do it. And I'm glad I did it because that's what happened. I could do this retreat more or less as it needs to be done. Yes, there were certain dilutions, but that was necessary because it's not, after all, a purely Vedantic context, but I'm satisfied with it because I could go a long way with it. Yeah. And the idea was to do a workshop on self-actualized leadership, not a retreat, not a direct experience, and not an extended program where one goes back with experience, but a workshop where the intellectual clarity is brought to the subject, where the mind is clear about what it's all about, and then individuals in the group who then feel that yes, this may help us in our own inner work and outer work, can then take it further or deeper as they feel like. All right, it's as I said, self-actualized leadership. Now what that means is leadership that happens naturally within you. This is not a leadership vis-a-vis people, that I lead people, therefore I'm a leader. This is a leadership which is an evolutionary capacity of doing action on a higher plane, of leading people to a higher plane by example and by being what one is. So the premise of this whole workshop was that there is this infinite power and capacity within us, which is a yogic fact. And anyone can realize this. And many have realized it. And self-actualization happens after that realization. I've realized the self within. Now, how do I manifest the self in my life and work? That is the premise of self-actualization, yogic self-actualization. That was the content of it. I'm not result-oriented. I'm not concerned with results. Because in these situations, what happens, you cannot measure. I mean, and you never know what will happen at what point with whom. So, but I felt happy because of two reasons. One, I could do this work or this workshop freely without thinking all the time, oh, will they understand this? Will they receive this? Will it be received in the right consciousness? And I didn't have to think of all that because the ground is already so much here. So I could do it freely. And second, there was a very warm receptivity. And you were all, you have your own sadhana, you have your own stress of inner work, and this is something, for most people, this is something outside of your immediate sadhana and your immediate inner work. And yet, the warmth and sincerity with which most people received it and the questions that came up, the genuine inquiry that was initiated, that was good. That's what made me feel good.
The Auroville Film Festival 2011 is looking for films which harmonize with Auroville's aspiration to human unity. These films should have been complete within January 2008 and June 2011. Please contact them if you have any suggestion. Their email is aurovillefilmfestival@auroville.org.in. Auroville Population Register Aurora will be on leave from today, the Wednesday, the 29th of December, to Tuesday, the 4th of January. She will resume receiving the Auroville Population Register from Wednesday, the 5th onwards, in the HRT office that is next to the photocopy machine room at the town hall. So if you didn't give your paper, you can come after the 15th. And today, Wednesday the 29th, start Twilight 10, a 3-day festival of short films at Barat Nivas. There are going to be a screening of award-winning short films made by students of India from recent past and panel discussions each day. The full program you can check on AVNet. With different subjects and approach, this is a must-see to all of you that enjoy art and culture. Mankind has used two powerful weapons to destroy its own powers and enjoyment, wrong indulgence and wrong abstinence. Sri Aurobindo. Those are the news for today. I wish you all a very good end of the year, and we come back next year on next Wednesday with more news from Auroville. Bye-bye.